A year ago this week, Serena Williams surprised the room in Newport, Rhode Island to put Maria Sharapova into the Tennis Hall of Fame. Former rival, former fan, forever friend is how Serena put it. And I keep coming back to a conversation I got to have with Maria Sharapova years before that, when she was still playing. I asked her what she'd do when tennis was over. And she was building a candy company at the time and mentoring seven women entrepreneurs. She gave me an answer about the future that I don't think either of us knew was that close. She also gave the single best piece of pitching advice I've ever heard from an athlete. I'm grateful for her time. Here's Maria Sharapova.
This is Dave Meltzer here with Entrepreneur the Playbook, and I have a special guest. And when I think of Maria Sharapova, I think of the spirit of excellence. And
Thank you.
I'm blessed. I ran one of the most notable sports agencies, and I'm blessed to market the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And my favorite part is that I get to be around exceptional people. And although being a sports fan and playing sports in college growing up, I'm more interested in how the character carries over, especially into business, because what most people don't know, I would say doctors, my oldest brother is a doctor. They're horrible business people because they're well-trained. Nobody's more well-trained than a tennis player.
Or an athlete in general.
In general. But I mean, tennis is a just
fierce
training.
I think it's an individual beast, right? Because it's just you, like you form a team and all parallels to business. Like you form a team to get you the best possible information and knowledge and a wealth of knowledge. Like, yes, you are the commander and the chief of everything that you produce, but it is the people that you also have to rely on in order to get you to the top. And that's something that's like just value right there, is you can't know it all. And you have to be a sponge in learning and being curious. And you get that from being an athlete, that's for sure.
Yeah. And my business partner is Warren Moon, a Hall of Fame quarterback. Yeah. And when I chose the business partner to have, I needed to look for one thing, and I looked for radical humility, because it's such a fierce combination to be like you, which I believe you're so humble, but you're a fierce competitor.
Right.
So is Warren. And to have humility while being humble is very difficult. How do you reconcile those
two? It's a thin line. It really is, because when you're on the court, you're so determined and you have to have so much grit, and it's all based on performance, but it's very much of it is based on your mind and like how you, there's so many ups and downs in an athletic battle. Like no matter if it's football, no matter if it's tennis, you know, as a team collectively, like you have to figure it out. As an individual, it's all up to you out there. And I love that process, because at the end of it, it's not about how well you played throughout the whole event. It's not how well you performed as a company through the whole year, but how did you get over, you know, the tough moments? How did you, you know, lose a break in an important serving for the match? How did you lose that game? And it's 5-4, them serving now to get back to 5-5. How do you break them? So I think it's those moments, and those moments like transition into life. And the way that you're able to transition like the learnings of being an athlete into business, into relationships, into your own like self wealth, knowledge about your body, about taking care of yourself, about rest. I mean, in business, I don't know many people that sleep. Like in sport, if you don't sleep as an athlete, no go. You know, you're not there. Your mind shut down physically. You can't push yourself only to a certain limit, but you have to be limitless.
It's amazing, because I think a lot of people don't realize that our mind is a muscle. And I mentor a lot of different entrepreneurs, and I talk about, you know, you spend about a third of your life sleeping. Why don't you study rest? And coming from that athletic background, but the humility that I like most about you, you have this spirit of excellence in the performance side, but you also have a thirst of humility to ask for help.
Right.
You went to Harvard, if I'm not right, the leadership program there.
Yeah.
And what a cool thing is, you interned for Adam Silver.
Yeah, that was fun.
Like most,
I admire him a lot.
It's amazing though, because I get to work with athletes, and I'm humbled by it. And I love the fact that they realize that what I know about business, I've been trained in business since law school, and all the ups and downs there. They respect that, the good ones.
Right.
For you though, what is most incredible is you created and are working with NABO, which is National Association of Women Business Owners. Yeah. And I work with Entrepreneur as well. And we have Entrepreneurs Women, and we wanted to do a feature on you and exclusively. But you picked seven mentees that are here.
They are. They're all here. And we all met together at the same time for the first time. And part of it was this theory that I wish 6-7 years ago when I had started my own candy brand, Sugar Pova, that I had someone that had experience, not necessarily in the confectionery business, but some sort of female expertise that would help me. And I didn't. And I realized so many of these women have incredible ideas, have passion, have grit, but don't have the platform to use their voice. And one of the biggest gifts, I mean, if any, that I can provide for them is to give them my platform and for them to use it and establish themselves off of that. They're incredibly talented. I mean, I just had lunch with them for close to 2 hours. And that's one of the reasons we pushed back our interview today is because I was just listening to all their stories, all their struggles, all their success. And I was like, I'm not leaving in the middle of this. Like, this is fascinating. And the best part of the program, they said, is having each other, like having all of them. They get together maybe once a month. All of them, they're in all different parts of the country. One is in construction. One has a paraffin glove company. One has a home fragrance decor company. One has a digital agency content provider. So all over the board. That's and awesome. For them to like come in collectively and be like, oh, I have this contact. This is what I did at that trade show. These are the details. This is what you should do next time. Here's my contact at Oprah Mag. I mean, it is incredible. And the value that I, in those 2 hours, like no one will know about that lunch, you know, but the fact that they can come out of that room and be like, we just learned something and we got out like that we were with Maria and to give them confidence. You know, the confidence that they have this platform and that they should use their voice.
And I think that's important. I have three teenage daughters. And they're 19, 17, and 14.
How does all that very work out?
They're beautiful. Oh, right.
I mean, I'm lucky to get to them.
They're very tough. In fact, they're jealous of me because two of their business idols, they're very entrepreneurial, are you and Danica Patrick, who's also a close friend. And they were dying to come, but obviously their school and the weather was bad. But exactly. But it's interesting because I said, well, you know, it's great. I want you to meet them. But, you know, they're not huge sports fans. They're gymnasts and and cheerleaders and athletic, but not competitive tennis players of world class. But what they're most interested, I said, why can't I give you, because they never asked me business advice, right? I've run Samsung's first phone division, least I go, what about me? And they literally looked at me and said, yeah, but you're not, and you're not a woman. I said, I don't understand. And they said, that's why. And there's not many women.
There's so much truth to that.
And I sit on the Transformational Leadership Council with Cynthia Kersey, who's one of my mentors. And she, I grew up with five boys and a girl. And she keeps telling me there is a difference to be successful and to communicate with your daughters. Please give them advice, but you are their dad and they won't listen. But moreover, you need to expose them to more successful women, people with spirit of excellence. What advice did you give in that mentee meeting or would you give to my teenage daughters? When you say like you need a voice, it's hard for me to reconcile that because I'm a man, right? I've been given a lot of advantages. What do you mean by that, or what advice would you give them?
I'd say, look, I think when you're starting out, you feel that you have to know everything and that you have to be an expert in every single field. And what I like about the idea of being an outsider to something and challenging, say I came into the confectionery business just by being a tennis player, like not knowing anything, but I would sit in meetings with people that that's all they knew. And I challenged their ideas because my vision was so different and I wasn't in it 24/7. I wasn't in their business. So whatever they said, I was able to have my own perspective, and it's a stranger's perspective. And for them, I was like, oh, that's a fresh idea. That's a different angle. Okay. This might not work. You don't know like the details of that, but this, oh, actually, no, it will. So don't be scared to come in like almost cold turkey, because there's a lot of positives to that. I'd say when you're pitching an idea, it was an advice that I got from Adam Grant. He said when you're pitching to an investor, you start with reasons why you wouldn't invest in my company. I completely agree, because it breaks the boundaries of, you know, there's when you go into a business meeting, it is stiff and uptight, and you know everyone knows you're trying to like outdeal one another. when you start with that, all you're going to get is laughter. You've like set the rules here. Like, this is my company. I'm doing the due diligence for you. This is what we're lacking, and this is why I need your help. So that's incredible, like, information. If you can have the confidence to go into an investor meeting and say, these are my flaws, and this is why you should maybe not consider using me. Their whole perspective can change.
Yeah, I love that illumination of the weaknesses.
Yeah.
One of the interesting things, I've dealt with a lot of athletes in investing. How do you deal with the investors when they say, well, why don't you just fund it yourself? You're Maria Sharapova. You can afford it. And it's always a challenge for investors. I mean, for great athletes.
Right.
They always have that perception. Why don't you just do it yourself?
Because there's so many things that go into it that it's not just an idea. It takes the power, you know, it takes actual physical power and calls, contacts. I mean, there's so many, whether you're in production, content, it takes a village. And I'm the things that I've invested in it, obviously, it's either like a UFC opportunity. I mean, I'm not like a huge fan, but I just see potential in it. I see where they are and I see the growth that they have, an opportunity. Just Asia alone, they haven't even touched that market. To me, that's like, okay, I'm willing to put my money on the line to see this avenue grow in a different part of the world, from TV rights to, I mean, they haven't even touched the surface of what they can get done.
Right.
That I don't need to be an avid fan in order to realize that. I just need to be a little bit smarter than maybe other people. Supergoop, for example, is another great example. And it's a sun protection brand. I've used the product for years, bought it at Sephora myself, ran into the founder, Holly, who was so passionate about the product. And for years, sun protection is her core mission. There's no other products in the line. There's only SPF in the product. It is summer. It is winter. It is a skin protection, and it's battling skin cancer. So I think, you know, it has to make sense. It has to be a natural understanding, whether it's a business opportunity or if you're actually going to be involved and it's like a real equity play that you're behind the brand and you're either the face of it or you're talking about it. It has to be a fit, a connection that's authentic. You know, there's so much on authenticity that you see these days that there's so much rubble. There's so much content. People are getting smarter. They understand what's real and what's not.
Yeah, especially with social media.
Yeah.
As you build that. Now, one of the things that I noticed is you're a person that's more interested than interesting. Although you can be very interesting.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things about you.
Well, you have to be interested in order to be interesting.
And to learn, right? But you've dealt with so many brands over your professional career. But it seems to me that you've really absorbed a lot of learning while you were dealing with those brands. It looks like to me you're observing what are some of the lessons, even while you were playing, that you noticed with the brands that now have helped you off the court with the different investments that you make. And of course, right. Sharapova, because you've watched as a customer and as an endorser, that side of the business.
Knowledge is priceless. I think knowledge that, you know, I'm very much a homebody. So I do my job, I train, I get home. I'm just physically like, I don't have like the means to go out and about and be social, but there are certainly a place and time for it. And I think it's important to get yourself out and about, because you show up. Like, you have to show up. You have to meet people. You don't know where that takes you. I can tell you so many examples of evenings where I didn't necessarily want to be there. It was the last thing on my mind after a long day of practice. Happened to run by an author who's handed me a book. There was some valuable, I mean, smallest thing, like most valuable information that I'd read in a certain paragraphs that took me to another connection and then led to something bigger. So get out, learn. You don't know where it's going to come from. It can come from the most random avenues, but it does.
In a spiritual sense, you know, it sounds like you have a sense of allowance and attraction. Is there any sort of spiritual philosophies that you have that have helped you in business as well as on the court?
I guess there is. I mean, I don't like meditate too much. I had a lot of injuries earlier this year, so I started doing TM. but it's of course, it's time consuming. Like, that's a job. Like, if you want to be a pro at it, like 20 minutes in the morning, 20 minutes in the evening, I don't always have the capacity for it, or necessarily the patience, but I know its value. And that I think at the core of that, like, you can be spiritual in whichever way, whether it's meditation, whether it's praying, whether it's whichever avenue that you choose to take. But at the end of it, it's like being within yourself, because at the core of everything that you do is a person, is a human, and we have feelings. We go through emotions and hormones and and all those things. And we have to, like, self-reflect. Like, this is how I feel today, right, and this is what I'm going to do about it. And not only rely on outsources, but really be your best friend. Really be that person, like, your biggest critic and your biggest fan.
I tell my girls, learn to love you, right? That's self-awareness and self-love.
Yeah.
Sugarpova is extreme success, right? Again, the spirit of excellence. And, you know, I'm a real critic when it comes to businesses. I look at the user interface, even on a CPG product, and I watch the packaging and the quality and how, you know, where, and you're everywhere with it. And it's a multi-million dollar business. What is the biggest similarity between being an entrepreneur and playing a sport at its top level?
Competitiveness. I mean, I want to win, and I want my product to be in as many different avenues as possible. I started with the idea that my product would be premium in the way that it looked and the way that it tasted. In the last 6 years, gummies in general have shifted in a sense where a customer looks for the quality and the health aspect of a gummy rather than the look and feel of something. And you have to work with the shift of that, which we definitely have. And actually next year, all of our gummies are going to be all natural. So it's like adjusting to those things and being part of an industry that's unknown to me, but that I love very much.
Was it difficult? You know, one thing about individual sports that in the end, you know, if you fault, you fault. If you hit it right, it's all on your shoulders.
Yeah,
but in a business, you have to rely so heavily on so many other people.
Yeah.
But still be a leader. Mm. Was that difficult for you to make that transition?
Well, I think it's like a lot of it is the trust aspect, right? Of trusting the people that are around you and putting your goals into their hands. And that applies to me every day, because my main goal in my career at the moment is my professional tennis career. And so a lot of the business decisions that are made on Sugarpova, I have to rely on other people to do it. I'm not going to make that decision in the middle of the US Open.
Right.
So that just takes a lot of trust, and trust takes time to build, and it's a duty on its own, but it's valuable. Like, it's worth investing in.
And when you're done playing and you can focus fully on family, future, whatever it is, are you going to continue the entrepreneurial side? Do you see yourself moving in a different direction, or where's that passion, do you think, for the future?
I don't know. I mean, my mother had me when she was very young, and we're best friends. And I think there's something very special, like, to pass on the knowledge of your life, your education, your experiences, and to pass it on to another human being. Like, that to me is an incredible idea. It's tough to do when you're an athlete, especially in the midst of it, but it's certainly a goal of mine in the future.
All right, last question. I'm so grateful. This has been, like I said, the spirit of X. I got a new Hall of Famer for me. So as I told you, I have three daughters.
Yes.
And 19, 17, and 14. What advice, since they can't be here and now they can watch this, if they were sitting here and I said, these are my daughters, they love you, they adore you, but they want to know business advice.
Yeah.
What's the one thing that you would tell them to do at their age?
So I think there's this thing that we all say to ourselves, like, do something that makes us happy. Very important, but you have to realize that what makes you happy also takes a lot of sacrifice, and that sacrifice just takes discipline. You have to be so disciplined, you know, to achieve incredible things. And that can be, your goal can be to be on top of the world in football and tennis and any other sport. It can be in business, but it takes work. It's, and that realization, putting your foot down and being like, I'm going to skip this, and I'm going to skip a sleepover, and I'm going to skip this holiday because it's going to be worth it one day, is a very powerful, it's powerful to be able to do that, because you're doing it for yourself and your ideas and your future.
It's funny because I teach my girls laws of attraction and laws of the universe, but also the law of Goya, which is get off your ass.
Yeah.
Now, I will tell you that this woman cannot be bought, because I asked her to tell my girls, listen to your father is the advice that I, but she couldn't be bought. I'm sorry, girl.
It sounds so spiritual, but it's like, yeah. It's to the point.
Exactly. But anyway, it's a pleasure having you on Entrepreneurs the Playbook. And we only wish you the best of success and anything I can do to be of service. Absolutely. Fantastic. You're a great mentor and mentee, and I love your spirit of excellence.
Thank you. I appreciate
that. Thank you so
that.
Much. Thanks. What a pleasure. This is Dave Meltzer with Entrepreneurs the Playbook.